But Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, and he came and entered into the barracks and told Paul. Paul summoned one of the centurions and said, "Bring this young man to the commanding officer, for he has something to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the commanding officer and said, "Paul, the prisoner, summoned me and asked me to bring this young man to you, who has something to tell you." The commanding officer took him by the hand and, going aside, asked him privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" He said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring down Paul tomorrow to the council, as though intending to inquire somewhat more accurately concerning him. Therefore, don't yield to them, for more than 40 men lie in wait for him, who have bound themselves under a curse neither to eat nor to drink until they have killed him. Now they are ready, looking for the promise from you." So the commanding officer let the young man go, charging him, "Tell no one that you have told these things to me." He called to himself two of the centurions and said, "Prepare 200 soldiers to go as far as Caesarea, with 70 horsemen, and 200 men armed with spears, at the third hour of the night." He asked them to provide animals, that they might set Paul on one and bring him safely to Felix the governor. He wrote a letter like this, "Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews, and was about to be killed by them, when I came with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman. Desiring to know the cause why they accused him, I brought him down to their council. I found him to be accused about questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. When I was told that the Jews lay in wait for the man, I sent him to you immediately, charging his accusers also to bring their accusations against him before you. Farewell." So the soldiers, carrying out their orders, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. But on the next day they left the horsemen to go with him, and returned to the barracks. They, when they came to Caesarea, and delivered the letter to the governor, presented Paul also before him. When the governor had read it, he asked what province he was from. When he understood that he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will hear you fully when your accusers also arrive." He commanded that he be kept in Herod's palace.